So if you get in the line of Mickey, he's going and not perform. He's going to relieve you of your duties, and I'm all right with that, Petey.
Send you packing. 600 yards. Something needed to change anyway. Something could have easily probably changed even before playing Oklahoma, but they exposed us.
Yep. And let's talk about Mickey for a second. I think, you know, of course, I gave Frost a chance. You know, I gave him more than a chance. So can we give Mickey, like, you know, 3 or 4 weeks here,
yeah,
folks? I'm okay with him. I like the fact. I don't know. Did you see his press conference? You did not. You did.
Just pieces. Just a snippet of it. Yeah.
But the man looks like he's, I don't know, I take him at his word. Yeah. I think he's genuine in his thoughts and his words. And when he starts, you know, he got rid of Chenander, and he should have. And that's leadership. And my prediction is the next thing he's going to get rid of is some starters. There are going to be starters that are replaced.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Not everybody is, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, he's in a tough spot as it is. I mean, obviously we brought him on with the, you know, associate head coach title, you know, and given his credentials, like, he was going to be the guy that filled this role if things went south, and they did. And obviously things aren't going to turn around against the number 6 team in the country. We looked good for the first 4 minutes of the game, and it was a
wonderful 6 minutes, by the way.
Yeah, it was fun.
I was witness to the. Everybody said the energy was different. Well, it was different.
Yeah.
I can't describe it. It's intangible, but it was fun. The first 6 months, it was awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
You know, and then Oklahoma turned into Oklahoma, and Nebraska turned back
well,
into Nebraska.
Well, you are what you are. You are what you are. We are what we are.
Hey, winners win.
I'm not sure where there's more bottom team in the NCAA right now.
There's a lot of teams that could beat us.
Yeah, 100 probably.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But I...
It's tough.
I like what Mickey has to say, and when you start hearing things like, hey, we haven't tackled in 4 years, it was always a touch-off system, and you're like, well, duh.
Crazy.
So I think this next week they're going to have a little boot camp. I think they're going to one-on-one tackling. I mean, that sounds like it. I mean, I think Mickey's a man of his word.
Oklahoma drills.
Yeah, Oklahoma drills, ironically.
Yeah.
I do think in a month to 5 weeks – there are going to be improvements. I didn't say wins. I said improvements. But we've got to. I think we've got to give him a little bit of space. I mean, who the heck can? You know, you can't. 5 days is not enough to solve this thing. But weirdly enough, I'm excited about the future. And that was the other point I wanted to make today was Husker fans are unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. I was down there at 8 o'clock, 3 hours prior to kick. And people are, we will support the program.
Win or
lose.
In
the depth of shit, mm-hmm. We will support the program. The fan base is not the problem. It will be a problem if things don't get fixed in some way, if we don't start winning games. But my observation is that there is hope. I have hope somehow we'll come out of this mess simply because the fan base believes. It's a strange thing to say. Fan base doesn't have anything to do with tackling. Fan base doesn't have anything to do with scheme. Doesn't have anything to do with play calling or coaching. But the fan base is there, and yeah. The donor base is there. So I don't. Are we at the bottom? Yes. I don't think Nebraska football in the modern era has been more low than it is right now. I don't think we can go any lower.
I mean, I didn't think we could get any lower after the Riley era, and here we are.
Riley looks like a dream. 550.
Yeah.
I mean, the other day when they flashed up the, you know, from Frank to Bo to
yeah.
Riley to Frost. You look at their winning percentages, and it's like. Wow.
Yeah. Take that right about now.
Yeah.
I just it's been a weird week. Like, the game was the game, but it wasn't the focus. Still is not the focus. I mean,
Yeah, it got ugly on Friday. You're talking about the rumors and innuendos. And
yeah, just a bunch of different stuff. And
I heard lots of stuff. Lots of stuff. And that's the other point I'd like to make today, is that I believe that the media, and I believe that the donors, they need to. We need to examine those two entities as well. Because if this stuff was going on, and there were people that were on the higher in the pay scale than me, media that knew this was going on, donors that knew that was going on, and we were just sweeping it under the rug simply because the chosen son... Yeah,
that it was Scott Frost.
That is a big, big problem. And I'll ask you this. Do you think because of this, the media will cover the Huskers differently in the future? And I ask a source of mine who is in that field the very same question. And I'll tell you what his answer was, but go ahead.
I want to say yes, they will, but I doubt it.
That's what his answer was. No, it won't happen because there's not money in that. The university is a very strange place. It's its own political machine.
Right.
And there is not, I thought it was an interesting answer that there's not money in exposing
telling
things.
Telling the truth.
Yeah, telling the truth. Can't handle the
truth. Or the whole truth.
Right. You yeah. can't handle the truth is a real thing. I don't know. As a small, low level donor myself, I'm pretty frustrated. I mean, we don't need to repeat what's been said, but some of it is pretty disturbing.
Yeah.
Some of it has a lot to do with certainly point back to why we weren't doing so well. I mean, these guys they're not dumb, these players. They're not stupid. And it's a reflection of the leadership. And that's why I have a little bit of hope. Hope is not a strategy. I've said that all my life. But it is important. It's better to die than to live without hope. I also believe that. So... I do have a little hope in Mickey in the sense that I believe the guy is a leader. I think what he said, I think what you see is what you get. There isn't any other outlying problems with him that I'm aware of.
He's a guy that's going to do the right thing.
He's a guy that's going to do the right thing, whether or not, and I think he's going to do the right thing, whether or not he keeps a job or not. And he's a leader. So I just encourage patience out there. I had a really bad weekend, folks. I'm a Raiders fan. It was just it was a terrible weekend.
Rough.
And I slept on it. The sun came up. And I still have hope.
On week three.
I actually posted I'd need to find something else to do on the weekends because it just ain't going so well. The Raiders coughed up a game the other day, but anyway,
literally,
by the most reliable dude.
I know.
If I were gonna name the one guy in the Raiders that wouldn't cough up the ball, it would be Hunter Renfro, and he did it twice. But anyway, we're not talking about NFL right now. So I don't know. What do you think about Indiana? What do you think? Do we have a shot? I don't. I kind of think we do. That's why I don't bet on Nebraska football. A friend of mine was asking me this weekend, I'm like, dude, stop.
I can't.
You got to bet with your brain, not your heart.
I mean, we're fans first, podcast host second, I think. I want to say yes, we have a chance, but honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if we got smoked.
I think that's the one thing that won't happen. So now we have something to talk about. Why are we going to get smoked? You just don't think we're not going to be able to put it together that quickly.
Yeah. If they if they take the positives out of that Oklahoma game, there weren't many. But the start of that game, you know, granted they were playing on emotion and adrenaline, they looked so good.
Half
of the first quarter.
It was a product that I was proud of for just a little bit.
You know, and then Oklahoma made adjustments. Here's the thing is Oklahoma doesn't have a new coach because they were terrible. They have a new coach because their coach took a different opportunity.
Right.
And then Oklahoma snagged probably the best available assistant coach in the country,
yep,
arguably.
Yep.
And SEC. He's a product of winning.
Yep.
He's a product of success. The guy, Venables, is just an unbelievable
coach. I can't remember what the halftime score was.
A lot to a little.
Lot to a little, but they ask him halftime, you know, he goes, oh, it's 0-0, and we're coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, booger.
Yeah, great.
The over-under on that game was 65, and I kept telling my buddies, oh, it's over, dude. It's over. And that's why I don't bet, because there's so many variables there. I mean, fourth quarter, obviously, all these subs. I mean, they could have.
Who knows what's going to happen?
It could have been. It could have been 90 points if they just let it go. But that's why I don't bet, because you can't control that stuff, yeah. Man.
So Indiana, let's just say it'll be close, but I just don't believe right now. You know, I want to. But, I mean, we are literally the worst team in the Big Ten at the moment.
I believe we have a chance. I haven't made – well, I guess I have to make a prediction. It's 2 weeks out. Gosh,
we have another week to think about it.
I like to go down there and get a week of practice and observation, and then I'll tell you. But, no, I'm kidding.
One day, maybe.
I think we lose. We'll probably lose to Indiana. But I think it's going to be by 10 points or less. That's my prediction.
And here's another one.
What do you think? What do you
here's
think?
Another.
Do you think we're going to get smoked?
I mean, 10 points by Indiana is smoked, in my opinion.
No, well, this year it's not. In the old days it would have been.
all right, well, let's just say, without putting a number on it, Indiana wins by 13 or more.
All right, I have 13 or less.
Okay.
I guess that's our prediction.
Which is so sad. I mean, but it's just the year that it's going to be. It's frustrating because this season played out completely opposite of how we thought it was going to. Maybe that was just out of optimism and, like, we trusted Frost, you know.
No, we didn't. We started a podcast because we didn't trust Frost.
We figured he would be fighting for his job and doing things better. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense, but
I didn't think we'd be 1-3.
Neither one of us did. No, that's right. I mean, we both had 3-1, and so, hey, yeah. And I remember the Indiana game. Like, that'll be our last win, probably. And then,
and then we got into the grinder.
Yep.
But I don't see a lot of hope the rest of this year, to be honest with you.
Rough.
I don't even see a miracle happening.
Rough. Now, do you want to see some starters replaced?
Well, I think both offensive and defensive line need to be extremely evaluated.
Well, that's an injury. I mean,
it's just
Williams is pretty good. Keith Williams, he did a good job. But these tackles, this Ben Hart's just had a horrible year. The poor kid. I mean, well, he's not a kid. He's a man. That's another pet peeve of mine. The kid's this and the kid's that. No, they're freaking men. If they're getting freaking money for their likeness, they're men. So stop this kid bullshit. You know,
it's rough.
Well, that's tough on the kids. No, they're men.
They know what they signed up for.
They're freaking men, and they better start acting like men.
I don't have a lot of hope going forward this year. It's going to be rough. One thing maybe we can discuss is the optic from the outside looking in. One of my best friends, he's a Michigan fan. He's from Michigan. He's given Nebraska a lot of grief for firing Frost when they did, saying that it was essentially like impulsive, greedy almost. Yeah. Hold on. Greedy that they didn't wait 3 more weeks to save $7.5 million. And I argued with him.
I hope you gave him my argument. Like, listen, does he have kids?
Oh, yeah. He's got 3 kids.
All right.
Yeah.
His smallest child, you say. Well, listen, if your smallest child had a freaking cancer and you were going to save money in 2 weeks, would you freaking wait? No, you wouldn't.
Right.
That's kind of like the old Michael Dukakis, you know.
Yeah.
Governor Dukakis, if your wife was raped, would you support that ability?
So, but, I mean. I told him, I related it to Michigan. So, after I don't know, 2000, 2001, when did they start getting their new coaches? Rich Rod. Brady Hoke, and then Harbaugh.
Yep.
I can't remember when exactly they started, you know, with coaching tenures, but it was early 2000s. So I looked it up, Brady Hoke or Rich Rod, I can't remember who was first, but like they both had winning records. Their worst seasons were like 8 wins. And they wanted to move on. And then my buddy with Harbaugh, and he said last year was a prove it year, and he finally proved it. I'm like, well, that's convenient. Outside of the COVID year, Harbaugh's worst record was like 8-5.
Yeah.
And Michigan fans were getting on Harbaugh. I get it because he wasn't winning the right games. Yeah, and that's exactly
right
what
now,
my buddy
we would
told
jump
me.
For I would take 4 straight seasons 8-5 8-5. Right now. Well, hey, we're going to bowl game for the first time since 2015. Yeah.
Well, and that's what I was saying is I don't – listen, we're so – and I said this last week or 2 weeks ago. I can't remember when, but we're so far removed from our national championships that we need to let that go. We've got a foundation of success in place, but these kids don't know anything about it.
Yep.
And here's the
it's
thing.
It's a different generation.
If we could get a coach that could get us 8 or 9 wins – you know, 7 on a bad year, we still have a winning record, we're still going to a bowl game, and occasionally get that 10 to 12 win season where we're sneaking into a high-profile bowl, that's all I want. And then who knows from there if we build on that, because the facilities are there, the money's there, the NIL's there.
Everything is there, but it's going to take decades to get back to.
I don't need national championships. Yeah. I don't want a coach. Well, obviously I do want one, but I don't expect us to hire somebody that's going to come in and just have us contending right away.
I just want a coach that brings back something Nebraskans can be proud of.
Yeah.
And if that means that we lose half our games, but they know they're in for a freaking dogfight every time they play us, that's okay. I mean,
so you want us to be Northwestern? Is that what you want us to be? You just
want
us to be
Well, no, I don't want us to be Northwestern, but
that's Northwestern you just described, or Purdue.
And I admire them, frankly.
Yeah.
because we, again, we've talked about this, but it's
Frost,
by
the way.
We just want a product that we can brag about. I mean, Husker Nation is far and wide. And
the fact that 90,000 people showed up to a team that's 1-2, knowing that they'll probably get smoked.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's impressive.
When I lived out of state, so I was a Husker fan out of state, it was horrible. And that's when we were good. We lost Frost lost to Arizona State.
Oh, man. I remember that game.
I was out of state. Because I was bragging, you know, and when you're out of state as a fan, it's even worse. It's even worse than what it is now because you're exposed to people that just, well, Nebraska's horrible. And it's like, well, but we're not. I mean, our fan base is incredible.
Right.
Our facilities are incredible. Our tradition is incredible.
Have you rewatched the broadcast yet? And the pregame and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the pregame was actually fun.
Yeah, the pregame was nice. I mean, like, Lincoln rally.
Yes, and it made us look like, my God, those poor people. I actually think the outside now looking in, I don't know if your friend feels this at all, but
he understands.
They feel sorry
Nebraska.
For us. People feel sorry. I mean, they, you know, it's kind of like the Raiders, dude. Everybody, you have to admit, the NFL's better if the Raiders are good. Well, I believe college football is going to be better if the Huskers are better. I just think that it's
another
the traditional
good,
deal.
Yeah, another good, powerful team in the Big Ten is going to be good for pretty much all college football. Obviously, it'd work out for us if it was Nebraska. My thing with Fire and Frost when we did is his best season was 5 wins. That's a joke.
It is a joke.
If you're at Michigan, well, if you're at any high, if you're at Iowa, even if Ferentz started going 5-whatever, they'd get rid of him.
He's gone. Toodaloo, just like the dude at the front of this podcast said. I can't remember where I got that from, but anyway. oh man.
So the perspective, I guess, is like, yeah, we're spending a lot of money on buyouts. Still, I mean, geez, 3 coaches over the last 10 years that we're still paying.
Well, money's not an issue.
It's not like the athletic department is writing the check. There are guys that were like, here is the cash.
Yes.
Wired.
And we also got increased
today.
Big 10 revenues this year as well. So the money, they can find the money.
Yeah.
There's not a shortage of channels to get that.
Yep.
So
they got to go big on the next one, man. And I just have a fear that we won't. Because I don't think
I'm going to give whoever it is a chance because they're walking into a pile of poop.
I just didn't see hearing the things I heard about what was going on down there, not knowing really what to believe, but some of the sources were good enough to actually stand on, and that situation wasn't going to get any better going forward if we gave him year 6 or year 7 or year 8.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He was just going to take the money and run. He was just waiting for probably this to come, really.
Yep.
Get his cash, you know?
Sad.
It's frustrating, man. It's just a rough time. Like, so rough that it's hard to even focus on the games. Well, and, yeah, like,
that's why I forced myself to go to them.
Yeah.
Although I did leave at halftime. I was I was done.
So it turned into the Oklahoma State game.
I done. Yeah. I didn't see... I haven't watched the reruns, but my guess is it was pretty thin out there in the stands.
I mean, what you could see on TV, there were still fans there, but
tens of thousands of people migrating out of there.
Yeah,
it was, you know,
it's terrible.
I was sitting right next to Oklahoma fan. I go, I'm sorry, we didn't play closer. Have fun. I'm leaving. Yeah. I mean, it was
congratulations.
Sad to see me. It was sad to see me go, but
man, it's going to be an interesting 6 months.
Yep. So,
and we're talking about it in week 4.
Week 4. But the good news is, boys and girls, is that you and I are off next weekend.
We're off next week. We can reflect.
So you can you won't have to listen to us for another 2 weeks. But everybody, if you do like what you hear on the podcast, by all means, please rate. We're starting to grow a little bit, and we appreciate the listeners. Anybody has any comments, they can, most people are my friends that listen to this, but, or if you're a friend of PD, then just text him, and we'll discuss it on the show.
Yep.
So, go Big Red.
Go Big Red.